So what advice can you give when it comes to preparing yourself, no, dun sa laban ng entrepreneurship?
Parang boxing lang yan or marathon, no? One is, you have to be relentless. Yung relentlessness mo dun sa pagmahal mo sa business mo, so it pushes and continue, will help propel the company to move forward even against challenges.
Yeah. How can you be relentless?
That's a good question. First, you have to love your business.
Mm.
It comes from there. And I think yung love mo na yon, hindi lang siya today, but you see something great in the future. So meron
you have a vision. All right, so welcome to another episode of the Playground PH podcast. So with me today is a very special guest, a long overdue
yes.
Guest, you know. But before that, let me introduce myself. My name is Dennis. I'm the one of the co-hosts of the Playground PH podcast and Digital Transformation Academy podcast. My partner, who's Leslie, is not available today because of she's busy, basically. But I'm fortunate na meron tayong special guest nga, si Cheska. So Cheska is a very good partner sa business. We're doing several consulting projects. But before ko ma-preempt yung mga gusto niya sasabihin niya, I'll let her introduce herself, ano yung backstory niya, and paano siya napunta dito sa consulting and coaching business. Cheska?
Thank you so much for inviting me here. And finally, nagawa na rin namin. We've been talking about this for a while. And we've been working behind the scenes, or I've been working behind the scenes with you, Dennis, for a couple of months now.
Yeah.
And pretty good journey. So, backstory, I think marami talaga tayong pwedeng ikwento. No? So, we can talk about so many things. But for me, being the forte of our conversation really is about how did I become a consultant.
Right.
It's actually one conversation that I will never forget from a general manager, a peer of mine in Telstra, my previous company. And he told me, you know, Cheska, why are you still working?
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, what do you mean by that? Why do you want to be employed? And I said, well, of course, I have bills to pay and things like that. I still have things that I want to accomplish in my career. And then he said,
right,
but you know, you can very well be a consultant. This was practically 6 years ago.
Okay.
I didn't want to listen to him because I was like, I've been an employee for a very long time.
Right.
And being a consultant for me is such a big risk, knowing I have all these obligations. And I never entertained it. Until a few months after I entertained it, I took a consultancy certification, international consultancy certification.
Oh, and really?
I did.
I didn't know that.
And I passed with flying colors. Literally, I was number one.
Mm.
And then I realized, oh my gosh, he saw something in me that I didn't know. And he was one of those general managers that we didn't get along, you know.
Right.
But he is always very good in picking up the right talent. And I, again, sometimes you just have to have somebody tell you what you don't see, and also kind of shake you up and make you feel very uncomfortable to only 90 days after to take a certification and pass and say, okay, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't do it yet.
Right, right.
Because I ended up having another job. So
okay.
I
this was prior to pandemic, di ba?
Prior to pandemic. Okay. This was over 6 years ago.
6 years ago.
Yeah. And then in that same token, of course, during the pandemic, I was working in another company, an IT company, which I enjoyed a lot. But you know, that's a nagging thing that I want to do something like that.
There's an itch.
There's an itch. There's a thought. There's a fire in my belly. Na, how can I really make that work? Because for me, Dennis, the consultants that I knew in my past, especially working in international companies, are the McKinsey's, the old Anderson Consulting,
the old
guys.
School.
The OGs. The people that come to your office and like in men in black, you know, like with attaché case and all that. And I'm like, oh, I don't think I'll ever reach that point, you know, even though I was a general manager and a managing director and all these other roles, but I still never envisioned myself looking like them, you know, kind of your men in black. So, but that itch was there, the fire was there, the thought of how to do it, the excitement to actually try it and see if I can really make it work. Especially, I knew I had so much to give and also so much to learn from others. became like a constant, you know, nagging thought, an idea in my head over the years.
Right, right. So if I get it right, so after Telstra, you work with another company, which is an IT company.
Yes.
And then while during your tenure in that company, yun, parang you have that itch to yes. do consulting, no?
And I was trying my consulting skills already there from what I learned also, because it was still a consulting, it was IT projects, so it's similar okay. To some extent. And then by the end of last year, I said, I'm done.
Mm, okay.
And that's when I said, I'm going to, you know, jump on the deep end
right.
and do this now full time. And right. that's when I met you.
Yeah. Sige, pupunta tayo dyan, but let's step back a bit.
Sure.
So, I'm just curious. Well, to be honest, hindi naman, I know basically your backstory, no? Pero for the benefit of our listeners, no? Sabi natin na before Telstra, I'm sure, like you said, you work with several companies,
yes.
no? Pero what would you say na parang yung main expertise mo as a consultant or yung main thing or subject that you teach or you provide consulting and coaching?
Yes. From an industry perspective, I was with the business process outsourcing.
Right.
I'm one of the first 500 employees in the country. You know, we were back in 2001.
Yeah.
2000, 2001.
The early stages of BPO.
Wala pang BPO tawag doon. Call center pa lang.
Oo nga. Yeah.
Call center pa lang yun. Tas iilan lang yung kami noon. And it was, well, in one sense, it was a prestigious job because we were hiring the best of the best in like universities that are like really known, etc. But of course, as you know now, there are many other, you know, components into the BPO and became BPO, you know, after just a few years. But my main industry really is BPO. But in the BPO space, I was both captive is what you call them, meaning we're hired directly to help and assist and support outsourced call centers or BPO, and also with the BPO. So of my 20-plus years, I've been with the BPO side. It's really with, you can say 50-50 between captive and also outsourced. But in aspects like, you know, banking and finance. I was with retail. I was with telco. I was with many different small types of activity, sales, etc. But right. the main focus of even though in those industries, I've always been put in a situation where it's a very difficult account. And
okay.
I always look into, and my passion really is around people. And
right.
the business transformation side, whether that's digitizing the group or really putting in strong culture and values within, creating those processes and policies that at that time, like 20 years ago, no one knew what that term was.
Yeah.
But now I know what it is, which is really, well, it has changed also. It's called change management, but now it's called human-centered design. So it has transformed so many times in the last 20 years, you
right.
know, the term and also the way we were conducting ourselves. So that's really where I fell in love with my job, really around people. And maybe there's a backstory also to that, Dennis. Back in 2004, I was in a telco account. We were doing a transition work in Canada and I was talking to my mom. I was lost, you know. I think at that age, when you were young, you're trying to figure out, hey, what do I really want to achieve in my life? And my mom always ended up asking me the same basic question we were asked when we were in kindergarten. What do you want to be when you grow up? But of course, at this stage, I was already in my 20s. And I'm like, okay, I don't know, mom. I just don't know how to answer that question. I'm kind of like just doing this job because I need it because of my kids and all that. I have responsibility. So until I kind of really spent time figuring out why is it that I love the job that I was doing, even though it was handed off to me sometimes. Ano ko eh, I can do that person, even though I don't know to do it.
You just learn to do it on the spot.
On the spot, I'll learn it, I'll pick it up, I'll read about it. I'm an avid reader, I'll talk to other people. So noong time na yun, I was trying to figure myself. And then with that conversation with my mom, it ended up a 4-hour conversation. She was actually in New York at the time, and then we crafted my very first mission statement.
Your personal mission statement. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So that was, and that is still true today. It was changed a little bit over the last 5 years, but much more true now is to help 100,000 people in my lifetime without joining the government.
Okay.
Yung, kasi I was asked to also join the Sangkunian. Kapatamat, I never wanted to be in government. I wanted to be intimate. I want them to see these companies or these people grow.
Right.
I want that intimate relationship. So I didn't want the population. Kumbaga, it's not a numbers game for me, but it was more like a path that I knew that my existence really was meant to help people in whatever way I can. So okay, that was the start of it.
Just to clarify, not necessarily business.
Not necessarily business. Just
helping out 100,000 people.
Yes.
Whether it's business, whether it's, you know, relationship problem.
Yes. That
money problem, etc.
No? Exactly. So, and I think because it was a very generic term, it became much more, for me, passionate about how I can be available for people, you know, or in any way, shape, or form that I can. Of course, at the time when I was talking to my mom, I was very specific to 100,000 Filipinos in my lifetime until I was challenged by my previous boss in that IT company, right? And he said, he's a founder and he already retired, but he said to me, you know, Francesca, why is it that you are only containing yourself to the Philippines when you can, you know, look at this from a bigger point of view? And I'm like, nga naman.
Yeah, but I'm just curious, how do you plan to measure that?
For me, it's always been every person that I connect with. And then I multiply it by 3 because that's the magic number in math, in a way, like a pyramiding scheme kind of times 3. So I kind of did that. So right now, I'm already at nasa 17,000 since that point in 2004.
Okay.
So it's moving. Okay. The numbers are moving. Even our clients, I'm counting them also. There's this back-end calculator I have in my head. Every time I join the company, ilan employees nandun. Okay, times 3. Yung ganun. So then I keep adding to that.
So parang nasa subconscious mo siya now. No?
Yes.
But later on, we can concretize that. We're implementing a CRM.
Yes. So,
hopefully later meron na tayong data talaga na mas concrete, ano?
True, hindi lang true, siya, true. Yeah.
Ano, gut feel or what. Ano?
That's right.
Sige, another question is like your drive, no? Kasi like you said, you have defined the mission and then you're working, I think on the side, correct me if I'm wrong, no? So you're also starting your own business.
Yes.
So paano mo 'yon sinasabay-sabay, no? And when did it start? Yung itch mo also to be an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. No? Well, the itch to become, I'll answer that first kasi it's relevant to what I've been doing now or what we've been doing now. So, I started as an entrepreneur since I was like 7 years old.
Ah, so nauna pa yun?
Oo, nauna pa yun. Kasi, you know, mga bata tayo, I always have something I know how to sell. So, I keep selling stuff. Mm. And the intention was, because I'm part of a family of 12 kids. I'm fourth from the eldest. And we always love having really good food on the table. And there were times that we were challenged, of course, as we were growing up because we were also raised by a single mother. Marami sa ginagawa namin was, for me, specifically when I'm earning money, is to buy food. Right? Enjoy ako dyan sa burger machine. But really, because out of my earnings, I don't use my allowance for that kasi maliit nga lang yung allowance. But if I even earn more than that, I also buy food for the family. So, nagiging exciting sa akin to actually create something and earn from it and make that deal, you know, ever since I was young. Now, towards your other question around, okay, so how I have other businesses currently. I have 4 that I have launched almost at the same time, except for one. So, of course, the one that I've been cradling and taking care of and really working through was this my passion project talaga. I'm from Pampanga. I hail from Pampanga. I love my Kapampangan heritage. And as you know, we love to cook.
Right.
So, I learned culinary in, you know, 6 years ago and took classes and got, you know, got my degree. So, I still think I am the very first or still the only spice chef in the country today. So my specialization is not to just create food, but to create spice blends for, you know, businesses and even for end-to-end customer, yung consumers. No? So because I know my love for spices really began in Italian seasoning of McCormick.
Okay.
When I was making spaghetti and I didn't like the sweet spaghetti that we're used to. So I love the sourness of the tomato, but then adding all these natural herbs that comes from the Italian seasoning of McCormick. Mm-hmm. So when I decided to open Recado, which is required add-on, kaya nga Recado, which is also Recado in Spanish, which is to add on.
Right.
5 years ago, it was in between my consulting and I woke up one day and I said, I have all these spices I always come back with when I travel all over the world because I am in love with spices. So why is it that I'm not making something like that? So in the same way as when I was 7 years old, creating something and selling it, naging ganun yung output nun. So it's
Recado's, so your product are these spices na naka-package like in bottles ba? Or?
Bottles. Okay. I have bottles. I have Econopacks so you can just refill para hindi magastos.
Right.
I have about 100 plus different products there with about 12 main blends that you will not find in McCormick or any other brand. I have my own version of the barbecue spice, which is the best selling. And I also have other, you know, Italian, I call it Italian lovers because it's not your Italian seasoning like the McCormick, but it has other loving ingredients, which is, well, really it's garlic and onion powder and all that. So I have all that, including curry lovers, I have fish lovers, I have vegetable lovers, and lovers siya kasi I really think that when you try it, you'll fall in love with it.
Right. By the way, sorry. By the way, meron tayong bagong setup ngayon sa podcast, no?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Maybe
yes.
Nanotice nung mga...
background.
Yung background natin nagbago. Isingit ko lang, kasi related to sa sinasabi mo, is we're currently in Barrick, Top Brew, yes, here in Lipa. So this is in partnership with Enzo, the founder, and his wife. And also, we are positioning this as the extension of the playground.
Yes.
The creative studio in the playground. Kaya lang naalala ko lang sabihin because Enzo is listening now. Bigla siyang nakuha yung attention niya dun sa mga Recado because he's also like playing around with the, you know, different recipes and dishes eh. So,
wow, okay.
Pwede nating client ito si Enzo.
Baka maging client ang Recado. So yeah, correct. So back to that, no. So I decided to do that and I also partnered with different businesses to create their own spice blends para may sarili sila sa company nila. It's not my own, but to work together with the chef there to create all
right.
This. So the creation part in culinary really stems from my younger years. And so it's been, you know, 5 years now that we have been in existence. We're still pushing. Maraming alok na to start putting it in grocery stores. And it's just a little bit more investment required. But that's something that we have in the future. And because of that, nanganak siya ng isa pang business, which is called Sauceaholic.
Sauces naman to.
Sauces naman siya. So, kasi whenever I make food at home and with my family, they always say, oh, paano mo siya ginawa? Ano yung, pwenta mo na yan, yung ganun. So, I ended up, because it's dry stuff naman kasi ang Recado, Sauceaholic is the wet stuff. So, I have my own barbecue sauces, I have chili garlic sauce, I have the honey mustard sauce for your salad stuff na gusto mo. So, all these other sauces that I always make, especially yung pagdating dyan sa mga Vietnamese sauces, kanyan. So, I make those and I make that one naman is by order basis only kasi it's freshly made.
Right.
Because I want it when you order it, it's when you're going to use it in the next few days para talagang masarap yung ingredients. So, that's the second. Of course, the third that I opened also same time this year is Green and Clean Housekeeping Services.
Yeah.
So, I love organizing houses. So, parang lumalabas na talagang homebody, you know. So, I love organizing houses, like keeping it clean. I want to make it beautiful and sparkly and all that. So, why not turn that into something? And I always end up finding the right cleaning person. Or tawag ko sa assistant ko si Kat, no? So, she's been with me for several years. And also, Christy's been with me several years. I'm so lucky kasi every time we come together, I also train them how to, you know, really be good in keeping up with the house. And so I said, bakit hindi ko nga siya gawing, you know, business? And it's something that I know everybody needs. And the busyness of our mommies today, they cannot, you know, keep with the cleanliness of the house. And may mga bata pa, gulo-gulo. So, but we're in and out eh. We're in for 8 hours, we're out after that, and we come back to you on a regular basis. And I like the fact that pagguluhin nyo na yung bahay ng gusto nyo, kasama na rin sa pag-organize namin yung yung deal, no? So hindi lang siya yung linis lang, walis, whatever, mop, vacuum, whatever, but we want to make sure that we actually organize your house so that, you know, you're back to kind of square one ulit. Yung ganun. Even though magugulo siya ulit in the next, you know, few days, babalik naman kami. So that became now again another passion because that's always been, and so I think yung bottom line ko din doon din is the businesses that, this is the third note, the businesses that I started, which is also learning from my past. You cannot start a business nang hindi mo siya passion. Kasi hindi mo siya matututubukan, hindi mo din makikip yung parang airtime mo dun sa project na yun or business na yun. Kung hindi mo siya love.
Right.
And so, lahat na naging turnout ng mga businesses ko in the past, kasi this is not the first time I opened my own business. May mga businesses ako nag-start before. But it was something I like, but it wasn't something I love. So, it didn't last long, which is fine. I'm learning from my experiences. But, and I also coughed out money because of that. But then, only to come back, hindi ko naman kasi talaga siya love, no? So, and the fourth one is our business, which is, I call it Rescue Consulting. It also started after consultancy certification I did. Rescue, because that's really what I've been doing in my career.
Right.
I'm always placed in a situation where it needs helping, it needs rescuing, it's in a brink of disaster. Client is unhappy, may client complaints na, may customer complaints na. And the business basically is in a negative situation financially.
Correct, yeah.
So, Rescue Consulting was born out of that. But also, because I'm Christian, it became now my reason also to push all these companies to start off because it was a calling na.
Right.
It was a calling in December that I was told, a major change that's happening in my company, but also the same time, you know, literally, our Lord said, it's time, Jessica, for you to do this. You've been itching about it. Go and open these four businesses. And I'm like, or stay with these four businesses, open the other ones, as sinabi ko sa'yo, but, and then now I'm here.
Right, right. Well, very, very interesting. Parang nanonood ng pelikula, no? So, it's a backstory mo and yung mga ginawa mong businesses and whatnot. Though I can relate, ano? As you know, siguro I'm also, I hate to say the term, yung serial entrepreneur, pero parang ganun. So
totoo
we're
yan.
Like serial entrepreneurs kasi we have these businesses and all that. And I can relate also to sinasabi mo about passion. Well, ngayon kasi I'm really intentional in the businesses that I get into. Like for example, our long-time family business is window blinds. Mga window blinds, mga home interior products.
Yes.
It's really a very lucrative and profitable business up to this day. And I even managed my own before, years ago. And I ended up parang just always giving up the business.
Yes.
Not because it's challenging, it's hindi siya profitable, because I really don't love the business.
Yes, yes.
Though, you know, my siblings, my mom even, up to this day, is they are still continuing the business, no? Let's jump into our main topic.
Yes.
So our main subject today is really about, with these things, no? The businesses, yung passion and whatnot. For you, what there's this one formula, no? Or framework when you are about to start a business. So we can probably call it a business starter kit.
Yes.
So siguro kapapangalanan natin yon. What is the Cheska business starter framework, you know, that you can share with the audience?
I think if we're going to name that, it's going to be an idea come to life.
Okay.
Because I think everything starts from there. You have this idea.
Right.
And you want to economize it. Basically to productize it, economize it. Hopefully, it becomes big and becomes your main reason for, you know, your fulfillment in terms of your financial targets, etc. So for me, it's ideas coming to life. And any business or starting business, madami kang pwede maging ideas, but how to transform that idea into something physical, I think that's the best part, no? Yung journey na yun. Kaya yung starter business kit natin, it's really a formula that we have put together. We've been talking about this anyway.
Right.
On how we can make it, parang, you can say, a step towards a very successful way of doing it. With still, you still have to emphasize that they will still make mistakes.
Yeah. But that's inevitable.
Inevitable, diba? But it's a way for them to actually have a format and a more efficient and effective way of starting a business na kahit wala kang pera, kaya mo siya mag-start. That's the point here because an idea doesn't have to have money yet.
Correct.
It's about transforming that idea into reality.
Right.
So that's how I'm gonna coin that, no? Kasi that's the starting point, eh.
Yeah. So let's jump deeper, no? Yes. So ano ba 'yon? Siguro alam ko masyadong it's going to be a long story.
Yes.
We're gonna discuss it in detail, pero just to give you like a framework, a step by step how do you call that, parang that framework in a nutshell. Yes. What is it?
Well, for the starter business kit, it really starts off with an idea, right? So create that idea. What is it that you're trying to solve?
Okay.
Right? So, and most of the time, I think it's a good starting point to know that it's a problem you're also dealing with, right? In the case of you doing this one where we are now with Barrett, you have a passion for music. I have a passion for food. Hindi ka makahanap ng tao, hindi ko makahanap ng tamang blends na gusto ko. So it has to be a problem statement that urges you to have this idea, paano akong gawin ko siyang ganun?
Right.
Of course, from there, you start pulling together, clearing out what the solution is.
Right.
Diba? So parang, okay, what can that be? Now, what's in the market also? Baka meron na sa market nun. So you start injecting, okay, researching, doing a lot of, you know, a lot of information gathering. And that's really part of the starter kit. That's really honed down on that idea and that problem statement and the solution you're thinking about. Then as soon as you land on it, which probably will be 3 or 4 ideas in one of the major ideas, then you start honing down one path after the other, where you then choose your own adventure na ngayon, which would be now creating your vision, mission statement, you're creating your strategies, being more clear around how do you really make this come out in the market and the market understands that this is a solution to the problem you're experiencing on this.
Right.
So, and of course, with that, you know, strategic planning you're going to put together, a business plan, right? Your business plan includes how do you then price that? How do you then provide that service? How many people do you need? Mm-hmm. And you're now putting numbers now behind that plan, right? So, kasama yun sa starter business kit. We can give them ideas. And of course, within that, okay, then how do you end up earning?
Right.
So the numbers should not just be, okay, magkano yung price ko, magkano ko siya ilalabas sa market. Then of course, you have marketing, you have sales. But then of course, how do you become profitable? So the biggest part there is, okay, the plan on this module is to give them the way forward on creating a format that will help them understand, am I being profitable or not? And of course, and as you get into that level, you start looking at branding and making sure that you're also consistent in what you're saying, being very clear around how you're going to the market, your strategy on how to earn sales. So, marami siyang aspect in terms of the starter business kit. Of course,
yeah, meron pang human resource side, meron, like you said, financial side, may compliance, tax compliance side.
Correct, lahat yun. Yeah. Kasi you're setting it up properly. You're setting up operations, so you have your business, tingnan natin siya sa aspect of the soft side, no? The soft side of it is the strategic plan, vision statement, creating the culture, creating that product, going out in the market, creating the sense that people would need this and solving it. On the other side, which is the real hard activities you're going to do, there's a business process that you're going to build. Of course, the operational manual. Along with the operational manual, you have to have all these systems, your HR processes, your compliances, all the right tools and systems that you need in order to enable that business. Now, the good news is, when you do this starter business kit, apart from getting all the details and the format, no, there's guidance that we're going to provide. Pitfalls. You know, kasi yan yung hindi nalalaman ng mga excited sa mga pag-open ng business. Ang parang, it's so perfect, it's so right, that when you get into it, you don't necessarily know what problems you may have.
Right.
And the
and then ang common mindset nila is like, you know, yung iniisip nila will be a success overnight.
Diba? Correct. Yung so, mabilisang return of investment, which doesn't really happen.
Well, so ang tamang mindset would be to really anticipate that it's gonna fail at first, and then you learn from that failure, and then you iterate.
Correct.
Optimize and iterate. Diba? Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Exactly that. And I think yung emphasis talaga dun is that we will provide as much information as we can give them and then hone them into preparing for that failure, because that's something that most business owners do not take well.
Right. What do you think is the value of, I think we're talking about it now, no?
Yes.
Yung main value of having a mentor or a coach in business?
Ang daming value points or propositions nito, especially if we talk about our own clients, no? I think the first one is providing you with different perspectives on how you can optimize your business. Because you're a business owner, ang dami-dami mong iniisip, right? So you have all these ideas on how to make it better, pag may problema, etc. You sometimes don't have that mind space to give you an additional idea kasi you're so in it. Yung parang, the perspective nga mo, you're so into something, you also don't see clearly.
Right.
And having a coach will give you that perspective of, okay, there's a third person looking at this and can give you the right direction or the right set of questions for you to ponder on so that you can make a sound judgment into what's going on with your business.
Right.
I think the second most important is us being consultants now, especially in the realm of HR, because you can talk about the finance side. For me, it's really longevity of the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking at the culture, what you're really trying to, how you really want to sustain the company. And usually, the human resources side is always neglected. No, tinitingnan lagi the product, tinitingnan lagi pricing, yung pero hindi tinitingnan yung taong gumagawa nun. And for me, yun yung asset mo eh. The product can always change. That's always what I tell my my clients. So your products can always change. But if you have people around it, those people are the ones you need to take care of. Because whatever products you may introduce, they will do that because of the love they have for the company or the love they have for your vision. Not necessarily just you, but because of the vision of the company, that they're part of a big thing. And for me, yan yung ibang aspect na makikita sa atin as coaches, to really enable them to see how they take care of their people within and their suppliers even. Paano mo inaalagaan yung suppliers mo? Kasi suppliers mo yun eh.
Right,
sometimes
right.
Kasi puro nag-negotiate lang tayo sa kanila. Parang kasi kailangan sila, you demand a lot. But if you have great relationships with your suppliers, iba din yung magiging longevity ng business mo because those suppliers will help you eh.
Right, right. No.
Will help you kasi
definitely.
Kabit-kabit, community kasi siya. And I think, the third aspect is we create a community, Dennis.
Yeah.
You know, whenever we coach our clients right now, it's we create that community of learning, of espousing each other, of helping each other's businesses. And you mapapalago mo siya just by being around people and telling them, hey, meron akong kakilalang ganito.
Yeah, yeah. So yung mga resources that a certain entrepreneur need will be also provided by these mentors. No?
Yes.
And
yes.
I think one of the values in a mentor is that you are saving years of failures.
Sa pa yun.
Diba? Na experience na ng mentor mo or ng coach mo. By having a mentor, yun nga, hindi ka nadadaan doon kasi he or she will give you that advice kung ano yung mga tamang gawin sa business, diba?
Correct. And I think to add to that comment, pwedeng dumadating na sila doon, we will still caution, but it's still going to be their decision, Dennis, diba?
Yeah.
Yun yung ano naman doon na aspect doon. There are many business owners also that would like a coach, but the successful coachee and coach relationship is that they also trust you. And I think isa sa mga aspects natin yun as a coach is to not just to be an advisor, but to build that trust in them, that they that they become also the business owners that they aspire to be.
Right.
You know, so aside from, you know, teaching them different lessons or at least iwasan ang mga nararanasan na natin sa serial entrepreneurship natin, we can give them that advice. So, nandaanan to, sir.
Kasi nandaanan natin. Alam na namin yan.
Ramdam namin yung nawalan kami ng pera dyan.
Right. Another question, ano? Kasi yung sinasabi nating business starter kit is one aspect. Actually, for me, it's just one aspect of making the business successful. But another aspect kasi, is yung ano mo eh, yung parang psyche, yung readiness in terms of yung psychological and emotional readiness as an entrepreneur.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
So what advice can you give when it comes to preparing yourself, no, in dun sa laban ng entrepreneurship?
Parang boxing lang yan or marathon, no? So it never, I think there are three advices I can give on the soft side of it, no, being an entrepreneur. One is, you have to be relentless. Yung relentlessness mo dun sa pagmahal mo sa business mo, so it pushes and continue will help propel the company to move forward even against challenges.
Yeah. How can you be relentless?
That's a good question. First, you have to love your business.
Mm.
It comes from there. And I think yung love mo na yon, hindi lang siya today, but you see something great in the future. So meron
you have a vision.
You have a clear, parang a clear, hindi lang siya vision na parang kinuwento mo lang. Nakikita mo siya. It's so real to you that you live and breathe that. The second, I think, is you have to really be open to new learnings and yung tinatawag nating learn to unlearn to learn. Kasi ang bilis mo dapat mag-adapt eh.
Right.
When things are happening, you have to really, one is, can I make a decision or should I make a decision now? Kasi sometimes problems can be short term and it can solve itself or it can be a long term that needs to be solving right away. So, right. Pero pag matikas ang ulo mo, pursue mo pa rin yung path na yun na alam mong nasasabihan ka na nga ng coaches, ng mga friends mo, or whoever, your consultants, whatnot, hindi talaga yun yung path. You also have to have the, yun nga, yung learn to unlearn to learn.
Right. And yung sinasabi nga nila sa stoicism, yung parang ego is the enemy.
Yes.
Kasi at times you're stubborn because, you have that ego na you think you're right, di ba? And you're not open to...
Yes.
You're not parang... admitting na you also have weaknesses, di ba?
Correct.
Or mga lapses sa na ginagawa mo.
I think that's the biggest enemy of an entrepreneur, yung second na yan, no? That's why I said learn to unlearn to learn is pride.
Yeah.
You know?
Pride and ego.
Pride and ego. One and, for me, that's one and the same. If you believe in it so much naman, pero unrealistic ka na, pwede din ganun, di ba? So you really have to make sure na you pull yourself down and learn. And within that learn and unlearn to learn, yung third siguro is surround yourself with people that can, there are two sets of people. One is people who have been successful in running their own businesses, right? Not yung hindi pa sila nakaraan, tapos then kakanseling, kakausapin mo.
Nagde-mentor na.
Correct. Yeah. And then the second is you really need to have relationship with your customers.
Because
they can give you insights that even your consultants will never know, right? Mm. The closer you are to your customers, the more you can sustain that business. And that model of being available to them, being approachable, even though how big you are, you still act like a small niche company, makes a whole lot of difference in the world today because the world is becoming less human touched. Like you want AI, you want... robots to deal with.
But virtual na lahat halos.
Virtual na. But if they talk to you, see you, feel you, understand you, they're not buying. Like, I love what you said, Dennis, in one of our sessions. No, people don't buy products. People buy from people. Right?
Correct.
And if you are a business owner, you have to have that courage to come out and talk to your customers. Kasi kung passionate ka na nga naman nun, you're the first person to talk about it, diba?
Right,
so,
right.
And to talk to your customers why they should get that product because you yourself use it.
Right, right.
So I think those are the three things I can say,
I like the one you said kanina, yung vision, Kasi I can relate kasi last night, yung kinikwento ko sa inyo, sa'yo, yung itong si Barry kasi nga, we have some rebranding or branding na ginagawa about music. And I can already, vividly, visualize na we need to expand.
Yes.
Pating si Enzo. Because of the feedback na and yung idea and the concept, vividly ko nakikita dito na kailangan na talaga ito ng mas malaki.
Yeah.
Pero wala pa tayo doon, ha?
Yes.
Pero nakikita ko na siya. Ganun ako ka-passionate about
that's exactly that it. That's what, when we talk to all of our customers today, our clients today, it's ganun din sila eh. Nananamnam mo na yung future. Alam mo, kasi parating ka na doon. And that's the key, no? So you have a very clear understanding of what is going to happen to your business.
Right.
And because of that, you're readying yourself up. Naku, kailangan ng investors, kailangan ng ganito. Saan yung malapit na place? Diba, nag-iisip ka na ngayon? And so, that long-term vision you have, whether that long-term is a year from now, 6 months from now, 3 months from now, pwede pa rin long-term yun kasi madami nangyayari ng each day. Then you come today. What can I do today to enable that dream to come true? Or that, hindi na nga siya vision eh. Plano na eh, diba? Pinaplano mo na ngayon paano ka makakarating doon.
That's right, yeah.
And then, siguro to wrap that up, Dennis, business owners who doesn't understand money and numbers will fail.
Alam mo ba? 100% agree.
Yan yung, pag hindi ka, pagka, yun nga, isa sa mga kliyente natin, no, sa sales, we always say that. You're a business owner, most, you have to be the sales, the number one salesperson.
Exactly. Yeah, CEO is always the sales.
Correct. Hindi, walang ibang director of sales, ikaw yun.
Yeah, correct.
At the same time, because you love your product, you love your service, you talk about it. But if you don't know how to deal with numbers, the quantifying work that you need to do in sales to produce more is really a name of it's a name of game of numbers. And of course, financially, you need to be able to be clear that this is going to be profitable versus that's not going to be profitable. So you need to have your number crunching.
Exactly. Mm. Well, I can relate. No? Me personally, I can never know what I'm gonna do in the business or particular campaign. If I'm gonna hire somebody or if I'm gonna introduce a product without seeing first the number.
Yes.
Diba? So yun yung driver ko of the business. Yung especially cash flow. No?
Yes.
The P&L is one thing and another thing is the cash flow.
That's
so
right.
You have to be, yun nga, you have to really invest time to learn the numbers. And sorry, I'm really picking your brain here, no?
Mm-hmm.
Kanina I ask about paano ba maging relentless. What's your framework naman in when it comes to learning?
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about we have to learn how to do numbers, how to navigate the business, etc. But what's your process of learning?
Personally, I was born to ang hirap yung, without going back to my younger years, no. My mom is an avid reader.
Mm-hmm.
So and she's the first few books that she's given me apart from of course sci-fi is self-help.
Okay.
So ang pinakamahabang librong nabasa ko noon beyond the sci-fi is Seven Habits. That was my first introduction to the self-help. So I am an avid fan of self-help books and right now because of the thank God for YouTube and a lot of mentors that are out now giving their wisdom publicly and openly for free.
Mm-mm.
That's the second piece that I use. So I'm an avid reader. I read about my products. I read about understanding my business. I do a lot of that. I do a lot of research. And I watch a lot of YouTube.
Mm-mm.
Ngayon may TikTok na rin, which is a short one. Okay, good feeding information. But as soon as I hear something, I can't stop myself from researching about it because if it's going to matter in my business, I will research about it. Example ko lang nung isang araw, nagre-research ako ng ano bang tamang mix ng Lysol tsaka tubig. Kasi sa cleaning business. Kasi mahal yung Lysol. So nag-iisip ako na parang now that's another problem statement I'm trying to solve. It's such a simple thing but I want to make sure I deliver the best quality to my clients sa mga cleaning ingredients. But yung mga example that you research, that you do a lot of that. So, I think it starts off really, Dennis, hindi siya sa I'm forcing myself to learn. It's just natural for me to be that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Right. To answer your question bluntly, I don't know the trick of the trade for that except to say, if you love your business, dapat automatic sa'yo na mag-research ka about it all the time.
Right, and you're open to learning.
Yes.
Diba?
Kaya nga learning to unlearn kasi may mga stuff ka na alam mo before that doesn't work anymore, especially ngayong digitized na lahat and there's, you know, banking is done online versus pipila ka. May mga kliyente pa rin tayong ganun na pipila pa rin. Yung maraming mga ganyan. So there's a lot of aspect to that question.
Oh, kasi my system in learning is that ever since, no, siguro in the past 20 years, is that I make it a point na in the morning while I am working out. Kasi hindi lang learning pati workout I consistently do. Laging sabay yan. When yung learning ko is like podcast, YouTube nga, hindi ko na pinapanood yung video, just audio is fine.
Yes, that's true.
Audiobooks. Mm-hmm. Etc. Ang dami ko nang napakinggan ng mga self-help din.
Mm-hmm.
Mga inspirational, mga biographies ng mga business owners.
Oh, that's one. Yeah, definitely.
Yan,
who's
I've read.
Your favorite?
I think my favorite is Phil Knight ng Nike.
Mm-hmm, yes.
I also like read si Starbucks.
Yes.
Si Howard something.
Howard
something, di ba?
Yeah.
And then we have si Amazon, Jeff Bezos.
Yes, John.
Actually, the first biography that I read is Larry Ellison of Oracle.
Mm-mm.
And actually, that triggered me to start a software business because of that book.
Nice, I didn't know that.
Back in 1999 pa, or wow. 2000, something like that. Ayun. So, yeah, naalala ko lang just now. On top of Robert Kiyosaki's,
Robert Kiyosaki.
Rich Dad Poor Dad.
I love Rob. Siya yung first introduction ko ng kind of that, not really an autobiography, but he was talking about how it made it work for him.
That's right.
I am also an avid fan of Warren Buffett.
Ah, okay.
So I like his investment ideas and really looking into research. I think what I took away from that book also is he is an avid reader. I think everyone's saying of the older generation, our generation, Dennis, is that the idea of them being successful is not driven by just chance or, you know, luckiness or opportunity that just knocked in their door. Mm. There's really a part there that they were prepared for it. And the preparation really comes from them reading a lot. In some cases, statistically, if you read 30 to 45 minutes a day, right, you're still ahead of many people in...
Exactly,
you know,
yeah. Actually, the things that I do now, like the courses, coaching, etc., I got that from podcasts,
yes,
from YouTube, di ba? Kung hindi ako nanonood noon, I won't be able to, you know, try those opportunities.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And ngayon, I'm already parang benefiting from that efforts,
yes,
na before. And then, hindi lang sa umaga, pati sa gabi, actually, yung pampatulog ko sa physical book naman.
Yes.
What do you call that? Parang...
panghele.
Pang-detox from social media.
Ay, tama.
Diyan, panghele.
Right now, I'm reading the Think and Grow Rich. No? So, Napoleon Hill. One.
Oh, mga classic.
Classic, diba? So, and I think every entrepreneur should have that book.
Mm-hmm.
For me, Think and Grow Rich. Or kung gusto mong excited ka matuto yung Law of Success, which is really the starting of that book. Summarized version na kasi yung Think and Grow Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Important in the aspect, back to your question about how do you really learn or how do you adapt to that learning environment? I think it's really because if you're passionate about something, it is inevitable for you to investigate about that passion of yours, right? Kunyari, in your case, like your music, diba?
You start
looking at who's out there now.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, I look at chef. I really review a lot of chefs,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to understand how they think, how they do things, and I don't want to be your ordinary chef either. So naghahanap din ako ng mga extraordinary chefs that have their own kind of deal, not the normal, I'm in a restaurant perspective. Because I know I'm not in a restaurant. So I want to be engaged with chefs that are all over the world. And weird enough, I actually message them like I did with you.
I message
them, I ask them how they did it, you know, and try to see if they're going to respond, even if it's their team, it's okay. For me, it's engaging in that conversation. And that's how I found out that there's... a group of people in, say, UK that created this parang community of farm to table. Nung farm to table hindi pa nag-exist sa Pilipinas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's because I was researching a lot on these guys and how do they do it and how can I even do it here,
mm-hmm,
na may farm to table na programs. And of course that ended up doing a lot of partnership now with Ricardo, and I found mga local spice, like for example the pepper that I get in the Philippines, hinanap ko sila through that same idea that started from just the research and reading.
Right. Interesting. Okay, so dami natin ang pag-usapan,
Yes.
This is your first podcast episode and
yes,
I'm 100% sure this is not going to be the last. Marami pa tayong magiging episode.
Main vision na ba, sir?
Yeah, kasi sa pagdating sa, you know, our main niche kasi talaga is more of business 101, 102, up to the advanced. Dami pa nating kailangan ma-share sa audience natin.
Yes.
And I'm sure makikita niyo pa ng maraming beses si Cheska dito sa The Playground podcast natin.
Yes.
Siguro, before we end this, if people want to find you, where would you lead them? At the same time, maybe ma-share mo yung mga saan nila hahanapin yung mga business, plugging section.
Right. Okay, for Rescue Consulting, it's really with Playground PH, us working together in the consulting work. For Green and Clean, we're available also on Facebook, Green and Clean Domestic Services. We're also in IG and TikTok.
Okay.
we're only catering to Laguna, but hopefully with investors from different mommies, kasi yun yung program, we'll be able to now expand ourselves in the rest of the Philippines. So that's really the plan. So you can again find us Green and Clean Domestic Services in Facebook and IG and TikTok. In Recado, of course, recadoph.com. You can order at any time. In fact, you know, one of the businesses that I'm partnered with, Dennis, is also helping with my logistics of Recado.
So and yung Recado niya, kami yung Sipayo, yung fulfillment company and storage, kami yung nagde-deliver sa mga customers. So,
I'm excited about expanding that. For the chefs and business owners who owns like restaurants, you can contact me through ricardoph.com, also on Facebook, IG, and TikTok. You know, we can collaborate. I love to collaborate and create R&Ds for you in terms of your new entrees that you're going to release. For the last business, you know, we have Sauceaholic. It's not yet fully launched, so I'm doing a lot of R&D right now, but we will be available to you guys soon.
That's good. That's great. Siguro, yeah, as my last question, ano, sabi mo kanina, you would like to help out 100,000, tama? 100,000, not necessarily Pinoy, no?
Yes.
100,000 individuals, no? So, what's that? Kasi ang daming mga lessons, tips, and whatnot, no? Na pwede mong maibigay. Pero, if you're gonna choose just one thing na iiwanan mo sa kanila, na gusto mong maalala nila sa'yo, so what's that one thing?
I think my sister, my youngest sister who owns Pio's Kitchen, mm-hmm. parang plugging na rin, no?
Yeah.
But was the one who gave this word to me. At one Christmas, few years ago, she decided to put a word to every sibling. And again, we're 12, no? So, put a word to every sibling. And I think it's true to form. I didn't realize it then until I saw the word and I said, oh my gosh, that's me. And the word is relentless. I'm a survivor of many things. I'm a survivor of many failures. I'm a survivor of many, you know, very difficult situations. But I am born relentless. I push, I pursue, I survive. I have an ingredient with me, a fire in my belly, and more so right now, relentless because of Jesus Christ. That is really where I believe my well before was probably 20 feet deep, is now an endless well to help hopefully more than 100,000 Filipinos this time with, you know, with my faith in charge of everything, with Jesus in front of everything. I think that's the bottom line there. Without faith, I don't think I would have been here talking to you. I don't think that I'm as passionate and excited still after so many challenging situations and choose to be, at the end of the day, a good Christian.
All right. Anna, nicely said. Yon, so, yeah, marami kami projects ni Cheska, no? As we mentioned earlier, we are partners in business. So the playground, we're going to announce more workshops.
Yes. You know,
business workshops, self-paced courses, HR 101, 102, and more numbers that you can think of, no? Whatever it might be. Accounting, marketing, whatever. No? So, just
training.
Stay tuned. Mag-a-announce kami niyan. Trainings, more podcasts. Ano pa ba?
Dami.
Dami kami project. Tapos dito sa Barrick, we're gonna announce more events.
Yes.
Stay tuned din sa mga podcasts namin dito sa Barrick Tap Brew. That's it. So, thank you so much, Cheska, sa pagpunta mo here.
It's my honor.
And like I said, we're gonna see more and more of Cheska in the next coming weeks or days. And thank you so much for watching. If you haven't already, consider subscribing and smashing the like button. And siguro plug ko na rin, may partnership, like I said kanina, with Barrick Tap Brew. And also, this podcast is brought to you by Pule Premium Craft Beer. So, itong Pule Beer is local dito sa Batangas na brewer. Si Edison is our partner and main master brewer. Check it out at pulebeers.com. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.
Thank you.